The historically very troubled Lincoln Hills Juvenile Correctional Facility in northern Wisconsin comes into another calendar year facing understaffing, even as Milwaukee moves along with trying to locate a new facility on the city's northwest side. It's been 4 years since state lawmakers promised to close the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls because of dangerous conditions there for inmates and staff. For developments on this, we turn to the Wisconsin Secretary of Corrections, Kevin Carr. And Secretary, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Frederica.
So this week, the City of Milwaukee Plan Commission approved rezoning the location eyed for the new facility. Why has this closure, though, and relocation of Lincoln Hills taken so long?
Well, you know, just this past spring, Act 252 was passed, which provided the needed funding in order for us to actually move forward with the plans in a very deliberate way. Prior to that, the funding was not available, and our administration has been trying to get the funding and build this new facility since we came into office in 2019.
So how will moving it to Milwaukee, in your mind, help the juveniles incarcerated there and their families?
Well, the best science surrounding juvenile corrections suggests that the concept of moving our kids closer to home, closer to the communities where they come from, where their families are, where there are supportive resources and programs and culturally appropriate activities for youth, is a positive reason that promotes the reintegration of youth back into our communities and lowers recidivism and keeps kids from entering the adult correctional system.
Very key. But meanwhile, the court-ordered monitor of conditions at the facility in northern Wisconsin reports that it remains understaffed. How many teacher and social worker vacancies are there right now?
I can't give you the exact number of vacancies, but we do have vacancies in our teaching and social worker positions, not only at Lincoln Hills, but throughout the correctional system, whether it's the adult or juvenile system. We are experiencing the exact same type of vacancy issues that the private sector or the public sector is experiencing in these areas. Public schools are experiencing a teacher shortage. Medical facilities are experiencing medical staff shortages and social work and clinician shortages. This is just not unique to Lincoln Hills and the Wisconsin correctional system.
But what effect does that staffing shortage have on the juveniles there in terms of their programming?
Well, you know, I will say this about our staffing problem. It is that recently we have seen a tremendous increase in the number of staffing vacancies being reduced. So recently we have hired more staff, not only in juvenile corrections, but in our adult institutions than we have in all of the previous few months. Our biggest classes have been this past fall. With that being said, a lack of staffing in any facility impacts the amount of activities that those who reside there can engage in. So whether that's education or recreation, some of those activities are curtailed because of a lack of staffing. But we have gotten to the point with our staffing at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake where we have been able to maximize the amount of time that our youth are spending out of their rooms. Some up to 90% of the time of their available time during the day they're spending out of their room, especially with the latest hires that we've been able to make.
In a perfect world going forward, what should a boy or girl sentenced to Lincoln Hills or Copper Lake, their families or even citizens at large, be able to expect of incarceration in state detention?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because when our administration took over in 2019, Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake operated with a more punitive model of corrections. We have transformed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake into a more treatment-oriented facility based on dialectical behavioral therapy and a new behavioral management system that promotes relationship development and rewards pro-social behavior. So we're more focused on providing treatment that's based on best practices in this industry and trauma-informed care principles.
All right. Well, Secretary Kevin Carr, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.